More Trump now. It was meant to be tomorrow, but now the deadline for an agreement between the European Union and the United States on what import taxes will be levied on companies trading with the US has been moved to August the 1st. President Trump has announced tariffs of 25% on Japan and South Korea and has sent letters to 12 other countries detailing the taxes that they will face from the 1st of next month. When asked by a reporter whether the new August date was a hard deadline, this is what he had to say.
I would say firm, but not 100% firm. If they call up and they say, would like to do something a different way, we're going to be open to that. But essentially, that's the way it is right now. Yeah.
Well, in April, Mr. Trump announced tariffs of 50% on the EU and even steeper taxes on other countries. It all led to turmoil on the financial markets, leading him to suspend some of the highest duties to allow for talks. He left in place a 10% tax. We're joined now from Brussels by Rosie Burchard, Europe correspondent with the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle. Rosie, you're very welcome indeed. The deadline extension, what can we read into the discussions between the EU and the US because of this deadline extension?
Well, the way a European official described it yesterday was that this is the beginning of the end game for an agreement in principle. So what the EU's trying to, or angling at negotiating over the next few days, and maybe now the next few weeks. Of course, the deadline, as you mentioned, had been looming very close. Now a bit of reprieve, 3 more weeks for the EU to try and get some sort of bare bones deal done, is precisely that. So an agreement in principle, not a broader trade deal, but some agreement which would allow the EU to escape some of those very high threatened tariffs. And some of the reporting initially that we're seeing coming out after what I heard described as quite a somber meeting of EU ambassadors yesterday evening is that there may be some sort of a deal which would allow the EU to lock in that 10% baseline tariff rate beyond that deadline, with potentially some exemptions for some sectors, including aircraft parts, wine and spirits. Now, of course, especially on spirits, that might be seen as pretty good news for Ireland, but we still total uncertainty when it comes to the pharmaceutical sector. And I should say officials and diplomats are keeping their cards very close to their chest here. That's just some reporting. But we know this is probably quite an unpredictable administration and the talks are continuing. So nothing really is clear yet on exactly what the EU and the US will be able to achieve. But so far, the EU has escaped some of those dreaded letters that you mentioned that have been sent to Japan and South Korea hiking the tariffs.
Yeah, I had read a report of talk of President Trump wanting 17% on agriculture and food. It won't be zero for zero, as some in the EU want, will it?
Look, that looks incredibly unlikely at this stage. The EU had indeed offered a zero for zero tariffs, particularly on industrial goods. But it looks like the EU is not going to avoid tariffs in general, but if it can lock in that baseline 10% tariff rate, I think it will be seen as a success by some, because it's much less than some of those threatened tariff rates of up to 50%. But of course, it's still 10% is still much higher than the status quo just a few months ago before Donald Trump announced these tariffs. And there are still higher US tariffs on some key sectors like steel and aluminium, like cars. And of course, the question of cars is causing particular pain to the EU's biggest economy, that is Germany. And that's why I've heard Germany has really been pushing for a kind of quicker deal here, saying, look, let's get something on paper to try and shield our industries. And on the other end of the EU spectrum, we've got countries including France and Denmark that have been saying, hey, okay, let's put the brakes on here and not agree to a quick deal, which might be a bad one, but instead kind of square up to Donald Trump and try and use our economic might here. So those kind of divisions within the EU are still persisting. And the European Commission, which is the EU's executive that deals with the US and all other countries on trade, is having to listen to the different views from different member states to try and work out a way ahead. But they are indeed looking towards some sort of a basic deal for now. An agreement in principle is how they're calling it.
Yeah, so if it is that 10% locked in, does the EU then impose 10% in return?
So there, you know, early on in this tariff debate, there was so much talk of how and when and to what degree the EU would retaliate. We know that the EU has drawn up a whole list of goods that it could impose retaliatory tariffs on, including some US agricultural products, likes of soybeans that could, you know, have deal some sort of a significant blow to US industry. But what I can tell you is that since the last couple of weeks, or certainly the last week and a half or so, all talk of retaliation has been really, really, really dialed down from the European side. And I think that's because they're really angling to try and get some sort of a deal on paper here. So the EU's actually been very tight-lipped on what it might do in response. But what the line that's been continued, that we continue to hear from the likes of Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president, is that the EU is prepared to retaliate if necessary. I mean, the EU has quite substantial power and muscle here if it wants to use it. But of course, that's the dilemma it faces.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Rosie Burchard, Europe correspondent with Deutsche Welle. It's 7:25.